The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing the body to relax. It can often be helpful to consciously relax areas of the body where you tend to hold tension, especially at the beginning of a period of meditation. So checking in, we'll do this kind of systematically today. Starting at the top of your head and just seeing if there can be a softening or releasing or relaxing of muscles at the top of your head, around your forehead. Relaxing around your eyes, your mouth, softening the muscles down the back of the head. Front and back of the neck, the shoulders. Relaxing the arms, the hands. Seeing if there can be a relaxation of the muscles of the chest and upper back, all those muscles around the rib cage. Maybe taking a deeper breath right now. And noticing how that deeper breath stretches those muscles and then allows them to release and soften on the out-breath. Maybe another deeper breath. Also appreciating how the deeper pulling in of oxygen supports a relaxation. Letting the breathing return to normal. Exploring a softening across the stomach and abdomen. Sometimes that's held kind of subconsciously, that area. Relaxing the middle, the lower back, the hips, the pelvis. Maybe even inside the hip socket. Just deep in the hip socket, see if there can be a softening and releasing of tension that might be held there. Relaxing the legs. Including the knees, the ankles, the feet. And then we can also explore the possibility of relaxing deeper in the body, inside the body. It's not always available, but just check in and see. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. As we relax the body as much as is possible, it can support our mind letting go of mental tension. There's such a coupling of mind and body. In particular, checking in again and relaxing the face. Relaxing the body supports a release of mental tension. Mental tension that tends to keep us pulled into thoughts of past or future. Thoughts of the present. Thoughts that pull us out of being here. And seeing if there can be a relaxing of mental tension. Sometimes that's possible. Relax the mind. Relax the brain. As the body and mind both relax, a simple capacity that we have to know our experience in the present moment becomes more available to us. Not needing to look for anything in particular, but instead, having an attitude or a stance of receiving, letting experience come to you, rather than going out and looking. There's bodily experience happening that can be known and received. Sensations of your hands, contact points of hips, feet, hands, lips touching. Maybe the uprightness of the body available just to be simply known. Also the experience of hearing available, being received. We can step back, settle back. Let the ear and our consciousness do the work of hearing. We never know what sound will come next. So letting the ear receive. Let the sounds come to you. Sounds outside, the sound of my voice, quiet sounds in the room. Sounds that rise and fall like a wave. sounds that pop. You also may be able to recognize mood or state of mind. How are you right now? Is there ease or resistance? Calm or agitation? It's simply receiving this experience of being human. And recognizing whether there are any ideas or resistances to particular experience, a not liking of some things, a liking of other things. Again, that's a very natural aspect of human experience. Can be known as, oh, this is this experience and not liking is happening. And beginning to also at least hold the recognition that not liking is optional. Aversion and wanting for specific experiences is optional, not inherent in the experience itself, but more related to our own habits, patterns, ideas, beliefs. With mindfulness meditation, simply being aware of our human experience, knowing what's happening while it's happening, this establishes mindfulness in the present moment. It's not necessary for any particular experience to be happening in order to establish mindfulness. And so sound, being known, appreciate the knowing, the amazement of an ear that does this. Without our having to do it. Relax. Receiving. Body sensations, sounds, emotions, even thoughts can flit by. With mindfulness meditation, there's no experience that's inherently a distraction. Only our minds believing it's a distraction. If something seems to be pulling at the attention, drawing the attention, Explore what it might mean to simply rest with that experience, receiving that experience. If the mind gets pulled out of the present moment, thinking about something, just seeing if there can be a release of that pull to thinking. Exploring, perhaps relaxing a little bit again. Relax the body. Explore receiving whatever's most obvious in experience. Letting go of the wish to control or fix, change. Kind of in mindfulness practice, we look at, for this stretch of time, aligning ourselves with what's already happening. Aligning ourselves with things as they are. And recognizing the capacity to be aware. Noticing the difference in relationship when we're resisting something versus just receiving it. And different in the entire experience. Sometimes we can even appreciate a strong experience or sensation because it helps to keep us here. Harder for the mind to wander. Relax. Receive. Seeing if there can be an attitude of allowing whatever is here to not be resistant to what's here, but instead opening to what is here.